Yes, I went down to the White House and I
took back one stone.
Four times. And now
it's under my feet.
Yes.
Under my feet. Under my feet. Under my feet.
Ain't no system gonna walk on. What was that saying? The one in the middle. Come on up here. Come on. Here we go. Come on, Erica. Well, I went down to the governor's house and I took back what he stole from me. I took back.
Took back what he stole from me.
I took back.
I took back my humanity.
Yes, I went down to the governor's house and I took back what he stole from me. And now it's under my feet.
What?
Under my feet.
What?
Under my feet.
Say what?
Under my feet. Ain't no system gonna walk all over me. Where we going? Where we going?
Hey.
Welfare. Well, I went down to the welfare house and I took back what they stole from me. I took back my dignity.
I
took back my humanity. Yes, I went down to the welfare house and I took back what they stole from me. And now it's
under my feet.
What?
Under my feet.
What?
Under my feet.
Say what?
Under my feet.
Where did we go?
Congress.
Let's go to the Congress. Yes, I went down to the Congress and I took back what they stole from me. I took back my dignity.
I
took back my humanity. Yes, I went down to the Congress and I took back what they stole from me. And now it's under my feet.
What?
Under my feet.
What?
Under my feet.
Say what?
Under my feet. Ain't no system gonna walk. Yeah, oh, this time raise your voices very loud. Let's go down to the rich man's house. Went down to the rich man's house and I took back what he stole from me. I think since we're here, we're just going to stay here. And so this song was written by Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick and Jimmy Collier, who were very instrumental in bringing forth the music of the original Poor People's Campaign. And one song that they wrote, and Mr. Kirkpatrick on this song more so than Mr. Collier, is a song called I Can't Take Care of My Family This Way. Now, in the original, you will hear it as this-a-way. This-a-way, 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 Lord, this-a-way. Well, I can't take care of my family this-a-way, this-a-way. Now, we got a little proper. We got a little proper because some of us are grammarians. And we wanted to say this way, and that's up to you. This way, oh, this way. You know I can't take care of my family this way. How can you not take care of your family? $7.25 an hour. That's not enough. It's just not enough to do it, right? Okay. So, and then the other verses came in, and if you would, we don't have time, but if you could pull those verses up where he says, not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. You know I can't take care of my family this away. So let's just try a couple of lines of that. And then what we're going to do is we're going to see a brief video that shows us, it kind of explains how we use music, how we use arts in the movement, because we're very intentional about putting art in the movement. We're very intentional. It's not decoration. It's not an afterthought. It's not an, oops, that would look good there, or that would sound good there. But we realize the importance of music in this movement. It is the life's blood of a movement. Okay? So let's stand together one more time. And you'll have an opportunity to sit or not when these artists come. Okay? And so the song simply says, this way, this way, this way, oh, this way. I can't take care of my family this way. And I always ask that whenever you sing this song, if it's not you, it's somebody you know. Think about that person or those people. You know, if they can't take care of their families the way that they're going, the money that they're making, sing this song for them. Okay? Here we go. This way, this way. Do y'all want to say this away in honor of? Let's do that in honor of the original song. All right? This away, this away. Come on, clap. This away, oh, this away. You know I can't take care of my family. This away, this away. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny, not a penny to my name. You know I can't take care of my family this away. This away. Let me hear you say that.
This away, this away, this away.
Not a shirt on my back.
Not a shirt on my back.
Not a penny to my name.
Not a penny to my name.
You know I can't take care of my family this away. This away. Close it out with this away. This away. This away. Oh, this away. You know I can't take care of my family this away.
Oh, no. heads will come tumbling. Deny my place in time. I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone. There's something inside so strong. Oh, something inside so strong.
Very powerful video. Thanks for sharing that, and thanks for looking at it. Before we move on, I think we want to just to take a moment and recognize the space that we're in, the community that we're in, Bloom Bars. That's a very special space, and thank you. And we're very grateful to be here, and just to say a little more about it, the creator of this lovely community, John Chambers, will say a few, little more about it. Thank you.
All right. Everybody give Adam a big round of applause, please. Thank you, Adam. How's everybody doing?
Good.
You guys feel good?
Yeah.
Ooh, I feel good energy. That feels really nice. How many people are here for the first time? A lot of people. How many people thought you were coming to a bar? Few people. All right. That's okay. It's okay. We are still a bar. We just like to say we kind of wanted to redefine what a bar is. So don't serve alcohol. Never have. Never want to. Nothing against that. That's just not why we're here. The bar is the stage. It's imaginary. If you can imagine, this is a bar. And what we serve you is art. So music, art, dance, theater, film, spoken word. You name it, if it's creative, if it builds human connections, if it connects us as a community, that's what we support. And we've been doing that for about 10 years now. I know, it's hard to believe. You can clap for that. Thank you. And within that creativity, we really want to build strong connections with social justice communities. That's what this place is founded on. That's sort of in my DNA. I don't like to talk about myself, but I'm a child of two civil rights and human rights activists since forever. I was telling somebody about Chester, Pennsylvania. I don't know if anybody knows the history of Chester, Pennsylvania, where Martin Luther King Jr. went to seminary, but it was also sort of the start of the movement in the North and the protest movement. And my mom came up from Antioch and met my father, who was helping to lead protests along with his five brothers, and he was tasked to walk her home at night because it wasn't safe. I don't know if that was an excuse for him to like get her number. I don't know, whatever. They fell in love and they had a bunch of kids. I'm one of them. And I'm the apple hasn't fell too far from the tree. So we're here based on your love. We're 100% donation based, volunteer run, and love fueled. We never turn anyone away at the door, but we survive off of you. So we really like you to come in the space and take ownership, give us your energy, your ideas, your love, and your support. And that's how we grow. And we do have programs from the babies in the mornings to after-school programs for older kids, film screenings on Tuesdays, open mics. We're having, there's all kinds of things happening. We'll tell you about it, but check it out. Thank you to all these wonderful organizations that are part of the Poor People's Campaign, Repairs of the Breach, Kairos, and so many others. This is such a critical time that we all come together, and in a way that we have not before. And I'm glad that we're calling on our ancestors tonight and looking down at our little ones. My daughter's out here somewhere. And that she's able to see this and carry this on is very important. Yes, I see you, Ava Maya. Thank you. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to introduce Anu Yadev, who is a very dear friend of mine. She used to live in this neighborhood, actually. We were neighbors. That's how we got to know each other about 15 some odd years ago. And since then, she's taken her art and her talent in theater and music and really created some amazing works of art that tap into, I think, what this campaign is all about, the struggles of people around this country of all different stripes, and bringing voice to that. So thank you again for being a part of this. She's going to lead us into what we're doing next. Please give it up for Anu Yadav.
Thank you, John. It's so wonderful to be here and to be part of this movement and have all these things come together in my old neighborhood. That's amazing. So my name is Anu Yadav. I'm an actress and playwright here in D.C. And I want to tell you about a couple things before I introduce these amazing artists who we're going to celebrate and enjoy their art with. I'm artist in residence at the D.C. Public Libraries, and we're actually doing something on the Poor People's Campaign of 1968. And one of those things is an installation that you can view at a few of the different branches and go online to learn more about it at the D.C. Public Library website. And I'm also seeking to gather stories from people in D.C., from people who come to D.C., our stories of courage, of strategy, of organizing, of victory, and our everyday lives as related to the themes of the Poor People's Campaign. What does it mean to change the narrative of who is poor and why we're poor? So if you are compelled to share your story or know anyone who is or was part of the campaign in 68, please come say hi to me. And also here in Bloom Bars, for the next two Wednesdays, I'm co-facilitating with musician Courtney Dow, whom you will see later in the evening. 6:30 to 8:30, we are doing these soul tent sessions. It's a chance for people in the movement and in the neighborhood to create art and storytelling out of our shared experiences of struggle. And Soul Tent, actually, for those of you who don't know, it comes from the name of the Many Races Soul Center, also known as the Soul Tent, which was a cultural center at the encampment in 1968 of the Poor People's Campaign. It was a tent city called Resurrection City, where over 6,000 people from across color lines and states came together to demand their economic bill of rights. So Soul Tent was where people shared story, connection, and learned about each other's struggles across the differences, across the things that were seeking to divide us. And I think that's what we're doing here today. So I want to start by introducing Catherine E.H. Robinson, our first artist tonight. She's an Arlington, Virginia native, and she spent the first 20 years of her life dancing, ballet, playing basketball and football with her brothers, and playing piano. She was that's a lot. You were doing a lot back then. That's awesome. I was doing stuff like that too. She used to make her ballet teacher angry because she'd come to class late because she was out in the streets playing football. So Catherine now is continuing to, in the tradition of her parents' careers in youth education, her goal is to promote teaching financial literacy and entrepreneurship to young people. She's a teacher, musician, writer, and poet, and she's publishing her first book of poetry this summer. So everybody give it up. Let's welcome Catherine E.H. Robinson.
A man once said, a smile is charity. It's because you never know where someone may be mentally. You see, people all across the globe are suffering, as well as the neighbors in your own community. Consider this. Just for a moment, forget race or nationality. Forget the ways that you may have been taught subliminally to feel above or beneath another human being or another living thing. With a blank slate in your open mind, take a look at how fine the earth is with all the colors and languages. When will we see another person embrace their differences? Colorblind is not natural, no. You see the colors. No need to pretend you don't. See, that's showing respect disrespectfully. Everyone should represent who they are proudly, but not at the expense of humanity. The world is a stage with plenty of square footage for all of us to fit in and rejoice in its goodness. It's easy to stomach war with a them versus us attitude. Now imagine it's your child looking for scraps of food after her parents were gunned down in her face. How hard is your heart? Why don't you think? Different is not bad. We all want the same things. Love and happiness, peace and a long life. To be respected as humans and enjoy all of the rights that are granted to us, all from creation to death. We have no right to make anyone feel like they are undesirable or worthless. Religion, orientation, steak and cheese or a cheesesteak. It's an individual decision, personal choices, so what difference does it make? We all need clean water and healthy food on our plates, so maybe we should come together and not fight one another, but rather investigate why are so many children in this country so inclined to take pills to mask pain that they harbor inside. Open your eyes. Step outside of your little bubble. Shake hands when you say hi. Kiss your mother and hug your brother. You know, the one you stop talking to for doing something that brothers do. It's not that serious. Don't let jealousy make you delirious. People will disappoint you, but that's no reason to be hard-hearted. Say I love you before you become dearly departed. A wise man once said, a smile is charity. It's because you never know where someone may be mentally. You see, people all across the globe are suffering, as well as the neighbors in your community. Consider this, a smile is free. It may be the difference between their life beginning or ending. Some people have lost hope and don't know how to cope. Your smile may warm their heart and give them courage to make a new start. Smile. Thank you.
All right, give it up for Catherine. Yeah, I feel like I'm not as tall as Catherine is, so I'm just going to put it like this. There we go. So I'm going to introduce Courtney Dow. Courtney Dow. Oh, here we go. Are we good here? Okay. Musician Courtney Dow is guided by the philosophy that music should be accessible to all people. And she's performed in subway stations and legendary halls like the Fillmore in San Francisco. And her interest in human rights inspired protest songs, ranging from police brutality in the U.S. to the struggle for Dalit rights in India, as well as the persecution of the Falun Gong by the communist regime in China. She's an artist and an adventurer who reflects the nature of her life and her music. In 2010, her debut album, Accomplice, was released and acclaimed as the number 3 album of the year in the newspaper, The Epoch Times. And that same year, her original composition, A Song for Sean Bell, enjoyed airplay on BBC Radio. Recently, she's been more interested in finding that intersection of arts and community engagement. She taught at the School of Rock in Washington, D.C. as a vocal instructor. And then when she left the area to have her first child, she was faced with homelessness as a single mother. Yet, at the same time, she also created an independent radio project for low-income and homeless women in Washington, D.C., and won a grant from the D.C. Commission for the Arts and Humanities of $60,000 to do so. So that's pretty cool. It's awesome. So Courtney, please come on up. We are ready for you.
Hi, thank you, everybody. Wow. How's everybody doing tonight? Okay. All you people watching on the live stream, I hope you all are doing all right at home. Anu, thank you for that beautiful introduction. And Catherine, thank you for the beautiful poem. I was trying not to cry so I wouldn't get all choked up before singing. But it was really beautiful and inspiring. So do some more smiling. I heard somebody mention ancestors, and so I'd like to start with a song that acknowledges them. My set list just fell on the wrong side. Hold on. Teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you. Okay. Let's see how we're doing here, John. I used to be an artist in residence here at Bloom Bar, so it's nice to come home in the sense. And that is what's going on. Okay. Okay. Yes. That's our volume. That's our tone. Okay, people in the room, how's that sounding? You can hear it?
Yeah.
And everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So this first song is called City of Bones, and it's an original song. But it was also inspired by a poem by Baba Miri Baraka. And in this poem, he talks about a railroad at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean that's made of bones. And talking about all the people who died during the Middle Passage. So then I thought, wow, a railroad? What if there's even a whole city down there?
People endure.
at the bottom of the ocean, there's a city of bones where my ancestors were forced over, bowed over. Four centuries ago, at the bottom of the ocean, there is a city of bones. That's what a hurricane was. And it stayed with me because it had never occurred to me before and came from a source I didn't expect. It was a white Christian truck driver that told me he thought that that's what the cause of hurricanes were, so you never know. Okay, so we've acknowledged the ancestors, and this next one, it's called The Ballad of Tent City, and it was written about an affordable housing action that happened here in Washington, D.C. some years back. So thank you to the interpreter. Thank you. Oh. You so surprised to see the ones you once looked down on up and taken the lead. You heard the last shall be first, but you did not believe it till now. Heaven help me if I ever deceive the humble and the children and the elders in need. I never knew my truth, so it could not set me free until now. This home is the only one I ever called my own. So if you gonna tear it down slow. This killing machine is like trying to stop a forest fire with gasoline. You never saw those things you must believe in to see until now. But you can't keep your privilege and your policies. Your banners and your slogans don't put shoes on my feet. I never knew the sweetness of my own sovereignty until now. This home is the only one I ever called my own. So So if you gonna tear it down, cherish every stone. Why are you so surprised to see the ones you once looked down on up and taking the lead? You heard the last shall be first, but you did not believe it till now. Thank you so much. So in my very gracious introduction, the introduction that was given to me graciously, it was mentioned that I was homeless with my child and a single mom. It's all true. And it was really intense. And one of the only reasons that I'm able to actually afford to live in D.C. presently is because I live in an income-sharing intentional community here called Compersia Community. And one of my fellow communards is here tonight, and he has a few papers that have the name of the community on them, and you can find us. But also, if you're not in the room and you can't get a paper, you can find us on Facebook. I'm shamelessly plugging my community because they really have become my my family in a lot of the ways that are most meaningful. And yeah, I just really appreciate that. And this next song I want to dedicate to all the folks that help keep us going and keep us together and keep us alive. And yeah, that. So the song is called Shake the Core.
Here they come now. Peddling their ruthlessness and peddling their fears. There, darling, I'll sing you this song in the eye of the storm. Our love is our shield, so let's hold it up till they feel it. Shake the core of this cold world. Our love is our shield. So let's hold it up till they feel it. Shake the core of this cold world. Where can strength be found? When this machine is grinding us in its gears. There, darling, we'll send out this call till the plantations fall. Our love is our shield. So let's hold it up till they feel it. Shake the core of this cold world. Our love is our shield. And so let's hold it up till they feel it. Shake the core of this cold world. There.
is our shield. You're part of the inspiration for that too. Is just thinking about, whoa, it's a lot of hatred out here sometimes, you know, that we're reckoning with on a daily basis, and feeling a little bit helpless in the face of that until I remembered, you know, I can love people. And I can even try to love people harder than they're hating people. You know, and nobody can stop me. I can do that as much as I like. And as strongly as I like. Even with no money, or no man, or no house, or no whatever, nobody can stop me from loving. You know? So I found a lot of power inside of that. And that's another reason why I wanted to write that song, just kind of remind me that I think there's a lot more power inside of that than we realize, just our connection with each other and the kind of things that we can do together with that connection as a foundation. How's everybody doing? Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. So, this next song is called Throwing Rocks. And it was inspired by the Baltimore Uprising, when the young people in that city decided they were not going to be silent or be still about the murder of Freddie Gray. And while that was happening, one of my friends called me and said, you know that they're trying to try some of these youth as adults in Baltimore that are rioting. And there's an old law in the books in Maryland saying that people can be given life sentences for rioting. Right. So I wrote this song because I didn't want to forget, and I didn't want other people to forget to like check in on those youth and make sure that the people that were brave enough to stand up for human life were not losing their lives for doing that.
Okay. I hear they want to give life to a child for throwing rocks. I hear they wanna give life to a child for throwing rocks. I hear they wanna give life to a child for throwing rocks. They believe for breaking windows he should be in seven locks. They are quick to give them life, they are quick to give them death. But the one thing they don't give them is the chance to take a breath. I hear they wanna give life to a child for throwing rocks. If you wanna give them life, give them water they can drink. Give them knowledge of themselves and opportunities to think. Give them teachers who inspire them and challenge them to grow. Give them hope that they will live to reap the goodness they can sow. Give them vision of a nation rising slowly from its knees. Give them chances to be heard instead of judging their misdeeds. Give them chances to be heard instead of judging their misdeeds. Give them chances to be heard instead of judging their misdeeds. I hear they wanna give them life to a child. I hear they wanna give life to a child for throwing rocks. And and they are quick to give them life, they are quick to give them death. But the one thing they don't give them is the chance to take a breath. They are quick to give them life, they are quick to give them death. But the one thing they don't give them is the chance to take a breath. I.e. they wanna give life to a child. But if you wanna give them life, give them water they can drink. Give them knowledge of themselves and opportunities to think. Give them teachers who inspire them and challenge them to grow. Give them hope that they will live to reap the goodness they can sow. Give them vision of a nation rising slowly from its knees. Give them chances to be heard instead of judging their mistakes. Give them chances to be heard instead of judging their misdeeds. Give them chances to be heard instead of judging their misdeeds. I hear they wanna give life to a child. I hear they wanna give life to a child for throwing rocks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you all so much. Give thanks, Emma. We'll send that energy to the youth of Baltimore. Thank you all for standing up for us. Okay. So how y'all doing? I'm a protest singer, so all I do is heavy theme after heavy theme. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Everybody okay? Okay, we're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, this next song is it's called Hey Mama or Baby Mama Blues. And I wrote this for myself and my mom and my foster mom and all the moms and single parents, all the single moms and single parents specifically that are finding strength when they feel like they have nothing left. Hey, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, mama, hey. Hey, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, mama, hey. Hey, hey, mama, hey, mama, mama, hey. You know that it's all right, you know that it's okay. Hey, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, mama, hey. Well, he told you that he loved you, but he left you when your belly rose. Said he told you that he loved you, but he left you when your belly rose. Oh, he told you that he loved you till your belly rose, and then his alligator shoes ran out the door. Oh, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, mama, hey. Now you're rolling with it, Mary, rolling just as proud as you can be. I said you're rolling with it, Mary, rolling just as proud as you can be. Well, you're rolling with it, Mary, proud as you can be, cause you're the matriarchal pillar of the family. Yeah. Hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, mama, hey. Yeah. Hey, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, it's okay. Now this earth is gonna keep you, gonna hold you when your man is gone. I said this earth is gonna keep you, gonna hold you when your man is gone. Well, this earth is gonna hold you when your man is gone, until you feel the mother loving down in your bones. Hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, mama, hey. Hey, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, it's okay. Hey, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, mama, hey. Thank you all so much. Thank you. All right. So I think maybe I'm doing one or two more. I'm not sure how much. Yeah?
Okay, great. Okay, so this has been fantastic. You all are an amazing audience. Thank you so much. Yes. Really been a joy. I feel the love from people on the live stream. Thank you for watching. So this next song is called A Song for Sean Bell. And it's written in memory of a man who was killed on the morning of what would have been his wedding day by what should have been peace officers. But they were not. They were murderers. And they murdered this man who was unarmed and leaving a bar with his two friends. And they never got any real consequence for that. That's one more young black man shot down in your city. Brown skin is criminal in your city, and I am guilty of it. Look at me. One more young black man shot down in your city. Brown skin is criminal in your city, and I am guilty of it. Look at me, America, you're afraid of the dark, and you're murdering the children of the sun. Will come out in the light. Every single one more young black man shot down. It's hard to live in peace when you won't stop the killing. So stop the killing. Brown blood is spilling. Fool all your money in war. And that's one more young black man shot down for your country. But brown skin is committing all in your country. So what are we fighting for? Young black man shot down in your city. That's one more young black man shot down for your country. And one more young black man shot down. America, you're afraid of the dark, and you're murdering the children of the sun, but the deeds you've done will come out in the light, every single one. Thank you. Song for Sean Bell. So this next one will be my last one. I just want to thank you all so much for having me. Thank you to the Poor People's Campaign and Theo Musicology and John and Blue Bars. And yeah, it's just really been inspiring and been an honor to be part of all of this. So thank you so much. So sadly, I have more than one song about young black man being killed extrajudicially. And I'm just going to play them back to back because that's how serious it is. So this next one is called 4 Hours. And it's the title comes from the fact that the body of Michael Brown laid in the street for 4 hours after his murder. And of all the things in that story, that was the thing that made me have to pick up an instrument and really try to process what was going on. So, and the song's called 4 Hours.
Oh,
hours, 4 hours for our sons. Thank you all so much. Thank you. It's really been an honor. Have a good night.
Give it up for Courtney Dow, everyone. Beautiful. So we have a few announcements before we close it out. I'm going to introduce first Jasmine Brooks with the DC Poor People's Coordinating Committee is going to make a few announcements about what's happening next week. Then after that, John from Bloom Bars, and then Yara, you'll close it out with us in song. Yeah? Great. So Jasmine, can you come up for a minute here? Here we go. Jasmine Brooks.
Forward together.
Not one step back.
Forward together.
Not one step back.
Forward together.
Not one step back.
I am Reverend Jasmine Brooks with the DC Poor People's Campaign.
All right.
And the reason I want you all to start with Forward Together, Not One Step Back, because tonight has been amazing. It's been wonderful. And after I'm done, somebody else is going to come, and it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be wonderful. But the work doesn't stop here, right?
Right.
We got to go forward, right?
Yes.
And hopefully we'll be doing it together.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you all some announcements about what's coming up so that we can see you all there on Sunday, June the 10th. We'll be at Cedar Lane Unitarian Universalist Church, and that's at 6 p.m. for our mass meeting that takes place every Sunday. On Monday, June 11th, we'll be at 10 a.m., we'll be at Capitol Hill United Methodist Church in Southeast for our training before we head to the Capitol building at 2 p.m. So those are the most important two events that we want to see you showing up to this coming week. And right now, and also on the DC Coordinating Committee, I serve as the social media coordinator. So right now, before we plan to show up on Sunday and on Monday, because I know you guys plan to show up and I plan to see you, I expect to see you all, I want you all to pull out your cell phones and take a selfie with the folk next to you. Pull out your cell phones. I know everyone has a cell phone. Pull out your cell phone and open up your Facebook app or your Instagram app or your Twitter and take a selfie with the person next to you and let people know what you showed up for today. You showed up for the hashtag Poor People's Campaign. Hashtag Poor People's Campaign. And after you take a selfie with your neighbor, whether you know them or not, it could be a stranger, but we all family now. We part of the Poor People's Campaign family now, yes? Yes. So you can take a picture with a stranger, Miss Debbie. You take a picture with your friend? Okay. All right. So after you tell people, after you hashtag the Poor People's Campaign about tonight's event, you invite everyone in your social media networks to join us on Sunday at 6 p.m.
Because I know she used hours, like as in.
At the Unitarian Universalist Church. And on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Capitol Hill United Methodist Church.
Oh, we just barely got you.
Everybody got their selfie in? All right, what's the hashtag? Somebody tell me the hashtag.
Poor People's Campaign.
Hashtag Poor People's Campaign. And where we going on Sunday?
Cedar Lane.
All right, where we going on Monday?
United Methodist Church.
All right, make sure you share that with your social media networks.
All right. One more round of applause, please.
Yeah.
I love announcements where there's like some real action. That was great. I could learn from that. All right, so a few announcements for Bloom Bars. Since you're here, I thought I'd let you know a couple things going on. Next Tuesday, we have film screenings every Tuesday night. We're screening Documented. It's about DACA, as you all know, and some of the stories told through the eyes of people affected by that here in Washington, D.C. That's next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. At the end of the month, toward the end of the month, on the 25th, it's a Monday, QTPOC open mic. So queer, trans, people of color, open mic. It's Pride Month, and we want to support that. So come on out. Yes, yeah, you can clap it up for that. Yeah, yeah. And last but not least, we'll keep it in threes. We have a big clothing drive exchange, clothing swap that we do several times a year, and it's starting next week. So we're keeping the family first. So if you know anybody who has little ones, and you know, they grow very fast, and you have to buy new clothes, so hopefully we don't have to do that, right? Yeah. Anything we don't exchange amongst ourselves, we donate to Martha's Table and Miriam's Kitchen in Southeast. All right. I think that's all from Bloom Bars. Thank you guys so much.
Great. So we'll invite Yara up here to close us out. And if you, you know, just as another shout out to the Soul Tent sessions we're having, me and Courtney Dow, if you want to create art with us the next two Wednesdays, please do 6:30 to 8:30 on Wednesdays. Yara, join us up here. Woo! Give it up for Yara.
Was this amazing or what? Yeah. This was absolutely amazing. So, next Thursday night, right here from New York, we're having Peace Poets. And all the way from North Carolina, Trina Thoughts Bryant, who is a powerful spoken word artist as well. Thank you tonight, wonderful artist. Now, here's how we're going to close this thing out. Up here right now is a certain feel. And it's something like trouble in the water. And it feels really good up here right now. And so we're going to invite you to come up. Yeah, come on. Let's pack as many people as we can on this in this place. Okay, great, great. And there's a drum here, just letting you know. Okay, there are drums, instruments. So I'm just going to step down here so that more people can. I don't want to block you. Okay, okay.
Come on up, everyone.
And so we hope that those of you who are watching via live stream, you're kind of linking up right now. You're feeling some of the same things that we're feeling, this beautiful energy that comes from freedom fighters with what my grandma used to call a do-right mind. You just want to do right, and you want to see your country do right. And so we're going to take in that spirit, and we're going to close out with the song. One of the songs that we're going to use, and we have been using throughout this campaign, Everybody's Got a Right to Live. Everybody's got a right to live. And there's so much after hearing tonight the spoken word and the music, there's so much packed in that word live. There's so many different ways that we could interpret that. But however you mean it, we're going to lift this song. And we're making a declaration in this song, y'all, that says, and before this campaign fails, we'll all go down to jail. Wait a minute. I'm going to give you a second with that. I'm going to give you a second with that because some people, it takes a little longer for them to get there with that. And before this campaign fails, we'll all go down to jail because everybody's got a right to live. We know this one, right? Okay, so we're gonna lift this song, all right? And here's what I want to do. I don't want to be the one who lifts this song. I don't want to be the. I'm just saying. I don't want to be the one who lifts this song.
Courtney, we got more mics. All right, I'm just gonna hand it off. I'm gonna hand it off. All right.
Go for it.
Here we go. Everybody's got a right to live.